Welcome to the Apple Science Innovators podcast series. You'll hear profiles about scientists using Apple technology to advance research and learning in colleges and universities. Enjoy the program.
Dr. John Trent wears many hats. He earned a PhD in chemistry from the University of Canterbury in his native New Zealand. Now, at the University of Louisville, he is an associate professor in several departments, including chemistry, biochemistry and molecular biology, and the Division of Internal Medicine. Trent is also the director of the James Graham Brown Cancer Center Molecular Modeling Facility at the university. In a perfect world, Dr. Trent's work would become obsolete. But until mankind finally discovers the cure for cancer, Trent and his fellow researchers at the University of Louisville's James Graham Brown Cancer Center will continue their efforts to identify the molecular processes that cause this devastating disease and create drug therapies that eradicate its progress. Trent is a leader in structure-based drug design, as well as the macromolecular dynamic modeling of proteins, DNA, and RNA. His group uses numerous computational techniques to complement experimental approaches aimed at understanding macromolecular interactions. Trent explains, "My research is split into two areas. The first is the fundamental understanding of the dynamics of proteins and nucleic acids, because all of the molecules in the body are moving and associating with other molecules and such. The second part is using that knowledge of the structure of proteins and nucleic acids to create targets in directing drug discovery. When cancer targets are identified with a high degree of specificity, drug therapies can be created that greatly reduce the toxic side effects. But traditional methods of drug discovery and clinical trials mandate lengthy approval cycles by governmental agencies." To help compress the discovery of drug therapies, Trent and his colleagues rely on computer-based molecular modeling and an array of computational technologies to test their assumptions. In one memorable instance, the cancer researchers have formed an alliance with the Kentucky DataSeam Initiative to create the state's largest X-Grid implementation. This innovative partnership has harnessed the CPU power of over 5,000 Macintosh desktops distributed throughout the Kentucky school system. During the day, students use the Macs in their classes. At night, and on weekends when the computers are idle, Trent's 14-member collaborative team of researchers utilizes the computers to run their scientific applications. The use of the X-Grid has provided significant benefits for the scientists, greatly reducing the amount of time needed to create the computer models that are the basis of their work. Trent says, "In our area of research, computational technology is critical. But there aren't many places in the U.S. that can continuously throw thousands of processors at this problem. With DataSeam and the Apple infrastructure, we're using all of the X-Grid's processors 24/7. Now, in a few days, we can do screens that used to take 100 CPU years, which makes the drug discovery process much more viable. Apple has helped to provide an incredible resource for us. The whole discovery pipeline is now speeding up dramatically."
Thank you for listening. To learn more about Apple in higher education, please visit apple.com/education.